In thanks for his success as a military leader, Lugal Zaghezi made numerous dedications at Nippur, and his inscriptions note that his success was the result of the favor of Enlil, who turned the lands from east to west over to Lugal Zaghezi to rule. This is one of our earliest surviving descriptions of the extent of territory that a king ruled, and it shows that claims were likely exaggerated. Lugal Zaghezi basically claims that he owns the known world, and it's unlikely that he could claim such significant control. His power would not last very long. Soon after Lugal Zaghezi took the city of Uruk, an even stronger ruler would come from the north, Sargon of Akkad, who would capture the city of Uruk and take Lugal Zaghezi as prisoner. Sargon would also introduce a new era of political and military leadership in our study of Mesopotamia. In the past few lectures, we have begun to get a much clearer idea of what a ruler was supposed to be in Mesopotamia, what qualities were especially desirable, how he presented himself in public monuments, both written and visual. He had a number of responsibilities. He was a military leader. He was a diplomat. He had to show that he could be in contact with other rulers, not just in southern Mesopotamia, but as the evidence from Ebla and Mari indicate, far to the north and to the west. In addition, a king had to be a pious worshiper and a protector of his people. We also see that in addition to the role of the ruler, increasing evidence shows us that Mesopotamia was very well connected with the wider Near East. The connections with Syria are especially well documented, and it's not surprising that they would be close as we look at our topography again and see that the rivers flow south. And the areas where we have the most contact with the West are along these river routes. As we look at evidence from these northern sites, we see that there is major economic exchange between cities, between the north and the south. This can be shown through evidence from the texts of rather mundane goods or more exotic goods such as gold, silver, and lapis lazuli. And these texts remind us that archaeological evidence alone is not going to provide the evidence that we need for contact between regions, that we also need texts to inform us about goods that would not survive in the archaeological record, such as timber.